That's some music from The Lord of the Rings, music by Howard Shore, as played here by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up, I'll be talking with, and we'll be hearing live in our studio, blues man Candy Foster, who's been working in Champaign-Urbana and throughout central Illinois for about 50 years now. And usually he plays with his full band called Shades of Blue on Friday night at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana. He's going to be doing a show that he's calling Unplugged, Up Close and Personal. And we'll be getting a taste of that side of Candy Foster coming up in a little bit. But first, the music, or the event that occasioned the music you just heard, is the season opening concert of the Urbana Pops Orchestra, which is this coming Saturday at 7 o'clock at Urbana High School Auditorium. And it's their fifth season. They have their second concert in July, just after the fourth, specifically on the fifth. We'll no doubt be hearing more about that later on. But we have with us a number of performers from the orchestra. We have Saturday's soloist and also winner of the composition competition, and music director Daniel Sutherland. Daniel, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We just, the last few months, enjoyed having a number of your principal players, including somebody who's with us right here, Lydia Tang, the violist, featured for your series of solo recitals for the Pops Orchestra that you had. How were turnouts for all the recitals?
It was a lot better than we expected, actually. It was really awesome. We filled up our venue from all of them, which is great. And the thing that we liked about it so much, too, was that they were patrons that we weren't used to seeing at our concerts. So we got excited that we were kind of reaching out to a wider breadth of people. So hopefully we'll see some of those guys at our big concerts coming up.
And I imagine that was part of the idea of doing it.
Right. Well, that might have been the idea.
Yeah, attract some of the friends of your individual players, who then get the idea that, maybe if this guy or girl plays, I think it was all girls. No, we had the first guy we had on was Nathaniel, trombonist.
I didn't realize it was, there was like girl power for
those.
It was
girl power for those recitals, yeah. Who we have, Sarah Sasaki, and who's your flute player?
Ayamaguchi, yeah. Yep, Ayamaguchi. And what a great recital that was, too. They were all awesome, but she played this really awesome piece about a train. And it was really cool. I don't know, I liked it.
A piece about a train?
Yeah.
Narrows it down.
The Great Train Race.
Yeah, okay.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, or something.
I can't play it, I tried.
That's fine. Do you play flute?
Yeah, well, I try. I pick it up every once in a while.
Well, you've studied music education, right?
Right, yeah.
So you're supposed to be able to play everything in the band and orchestra.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah. But 5 years ago, you started the Urbana Pops Orchestra. Mm-hmm. I know I asked you this way back when, but what got that into your head?
My friend Stephen Larson and I, we worked with the Urbana Summer Youth Musical. I do a show every summer, and they hired me to do the pit, and it was the first year that we had a pit that was a pretty substantial size, and we really liked the sound of it. And we had this idea that we could get other people to play with us, and also to kind of assimilate some of our philosophies with education into it as well, use it as kind of a training ground for aspiring musicians. So we just kind of started it out of, just kind of ran right into it.
And were you surprised at how quickly it... not ran away from you, but how quickly it took off?
It grew really fast. The organization side of it grew really fast as well, because at first it was just the two of us, and then we asked some people to be involved. We kind of formed our own board, and this is all before we even had an orchestra too, which was, and then we had musicians, which made it really exciting, and then we did our first concert.
Well, it's hard to have an orchestra without musicians.
Yeah, it was just a thought. Like, we wanted to do this thing, and we were all preparing for it, and then we started getting people, and it became real really fast, and it was a lot of fun.
The July concert, which is coming up July 5th, you're calling Made in the USA, which is a repeat theme, I think, for you.
Yeah.
This one on Saturday called Sounds of Adventure, which is kind of a loose sort of theme.
That's on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, so you can throw anything into it.
For example, we're doing the Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah, which is something I've wanted to do forever. And I found that some of these things that I want to do a lot, having a little more broad concert titles allows me to put those in there. So it sounds adventure-y, and now we get to do it. And it's a really cool, legit orchestra piece for us, too.
Yeah, that was quite an adventure for Samson.
Yeah. Yeah, sure was.
Didn't turn out too well for him, did it?
I think the best part of that adventure is probably the part that we're playing, the Bacchanal.
I brought that CD in, but we don't have it queued up. Maybe we'll hear that coming up. Of course, we heard music by Howard Shore for Lord of the Rings, and you have a number of film pieces on here. Inevitably, I don't think you can do an adventure concert without music by John Williams.
I don't think we can do an Urbana Pops concert without John Williams.
Well, yeah. Well, when I walked in here before we actually started the show, you were going on about your mania for things Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm a fan. A really big fan. I watch the movies every day. I don't really. I'm lying. I'm sorry. I do really like the films.
There's probably help available for people. Yeah.
People have told me about it. Actually, those films, that music, that's the reason I wanted to be a musician when I was a kid. I liked the music so much. And
films in general or John Williams?
John Williams, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just my dad was a Star Wars fan and kind of got me into it. And first book that he ever read to me was one of the Star Wars novels, I think. And that music, the music from my childhood, it made me want to be a musician.
And have you made a particular study or at least general interest about music from films?
Yeah. I had an idea that I wanted to be a film composer, actually, when I was younger. I messed around with it a little bit, but I think what really spoke to me later, you go into college with a certain idea of what you want to do, and that it kind of changed for me. I found that education was really kind of something that spoke to me a little bit more, so I just kind of went with that.
And, of course, education is a lot of what the Urbana Pops is about.
Right.
Why don't you introduce the fellow sitting next to you, speaking of education?
Sure, yeah. This is Noah Larson. Noah has played with us since our first year when you were, 11, right? Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, and he played violin, and we've had him every year, and he's just kind of has been a fixture in the orchestra, and this year is the winner of our composition contest. So,
you've
and he wrote this
that,
beautiful piece for us, too.
You've done that a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, I think since last year we started doing it, and this year Noah won with a really great, the whole thing was like Americana, and he wrote this really great piece. Sadly, I won't be conducting it, but our associate conductor, Stephen Larson, will be conducting it. It's a really great piece. You should tell us more about it.
It's I think it fits the Americana bill fairly well. It has a lot of themes and motifs that sound a lot like Copland and Bernstein, kind of.
The title, Dawn in the Warm Wyalusing Spring. Where did you come up with that?
That is actually, the Wyalusing Spring part is, I would go visit my grandparents in Wisconsin, and oftentimes we'd go to the... up near the Wisconsin River. Up there is a state park called Wyalusing State Park. And there are some places there that have beautiful outlooks over the river and the woods around it. And so just imagining the dawn then, it's kind of where I got the idea for the piece.
You mentioned Bernstein and Copland. Were you consciously either copying those musicians or just inspired by them somehow?
Just more of an inspiration and definitely not trying to use what they wrote. And
any particular aspects of their style that you had in mind?
Particular
pieces?
Well, I've always liked the I don't remember what it's called, but the Copland's Rodeo.
That's what it's called.
We're playing in July, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I love that piece, and there's some parts. My piece is a lot slower than that. But I think of some of the parts sounding a lot like that.
Sort of the open prairie, open country sort of Copland side of things.
Yeah.
And then Bernstein, I usually think of as being a particularly rhythmic and somewhat jazzy Does that show up in here? I mean, there's many other dimensions to him, of course.
Yeah, well, not really the jazzy side at all.
I did hear one piece of yours. You participate with the School of Music Academy,
yeah.
Which is for middle and high school students. And I don't remember the name of it. I think it was for string quartet. It was mm-hmm. quite a beautiful piece, as I recall.
Thank you, yeah. It was just a quartet.
Just a quartet?
Yeah. Didn't really have a title.
Does it now, the same piece?
No.
Oh. No. Well, it was a nice piece, and I think that people enjoy hearing. I assume this is will be the premiere,
yes,
of the piece on Saturday with the Urbana Pops Orchestra, 7 o'clock at Urbana High School Auditorium. The other musicians who are sitting here at risk of falling asleep as we talk, are here to do one of the pieces that is on the program. You have a guest vocalist, mm-hmm, to do, among other things, something from Beauty and the Beast, music by Alan Menken, but also from Les Miserables. And I sort of forget which of the half of those two wrote the music. That's your test, Daniel.
Schoenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's written in our parts, yeah.
Okay, it says on the part.
I guess I could have looked at my score, yeah.
So Tim Schmidt, tell us about Tim Schmidt.
Actually, I met Tim when he was a teacher at Millikan when I was a student there. I don't think I ever was in any of your classes, though. I just kind of liked you.
We just saw each other and just kind of waved every once in a while.
When you started as a freshman, I was primarily doing vocal things.
Right, which then, I had nothing to do with,
yes,
thankfully. Yeah.
And your sophomore year, I worked into the theory curriculum at that point, but
right,
I was dealing with torturing freshmen, and you were beyond that.
Yeah.
So.
Right, and you ended up leaving Millikan, but we stayed in touch,
mm-hmm,
through Facebook, which is,
yes,
a great way to keep in touch with people. And we actually had the idea of doing a couple of these things before, featuring him as a soloist, but our schedules never quite lined up.
Yeah, the timing just didn't work.
Yeah.
And this summer, there was this little nook of time ended up working out absolutely perfectly. I came back from another trip last week, and I go straight down to a vocal boot camp that we're doing for middle and high school kids down at Southeast Missouri State, where I teach now on Monday. So, again, the perfect window. And
you're a traveling musician.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting to do music that I absolutely love, and it's just fun to present it. The audience is going to love it. The ensemble sounds fantastic. Heard their first rehearsal last night and was really, really impressed at what I was hearing at that read-through.
Well, we have a very small subset of the full ensemble with us right now. On violin are Aaron Schwartz and Shelley Stearns, viola Lydia Tang, cello Ann Zettervall, and on harp Catherine Denler. And Tim Schmidt is going to do something from Les Mis, which I think people will recognize pretty quickly.
Let's hope so.
Live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9.
Have known if God had granted me a son. the summers die, one by one, how soon they fly, on, and I am old, and will be gone. Bring him peace, bring him joy, he's young, he's only a boy, you can take.
From Les Miserables, Bring It Home, of course, with Tim Schmidt, vocalist, and members of the Urbana Pops Orchestra, led by Daniel Sutherland, Aaron Schwartz and Shelley Stern's violin, Lydia Tang viola, and Zettervall cello, and Catherine Dendler on a harp. Have you ever played that role by any chance, Tim?
I have not. Normally that is sung by a tenor, which I clearly am not.
I was going to say that you did pretty well.
Yeah, this is a transposed part, and that's one of the joys of doing a Pops concert, and a tune that works very well when properly arranged in a lower key. If I were to do this, I would probably be much more likely to sing Javert, the one that is pursuing Jean Valjean. But and the other piece that I'm doing from Les Miserables on the concert is one of Javert's, so I get to be a little schizophrenic in there. but this reminds me a little bit of a set I occasionally do on faculty recitals, which is simply titled Songs I've Always Wanted to Sing and No One Would Hire Me, often because they are things for another voice part. But when I get the chance to do them like this, it's just a gem.
So the Javert song is Stars.
Stars, yes.
He really just gets two big songs in the show, as I recall.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the other one.
Yeah, a little bit more ensemble and duet kind of things, but it is very much an ensemble show for most of the male roles.
As long as you're being schizo, are you going to do any costume for this?
I debated. I really did, but no, alas, no.
Different hats.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, I'll say hats. Yeah, you could bring out your Javert hat and
exactly.
I don't know what a Valjean hat.
Yeah, I don't know, a prison cap.
Well, it depends which stage of his life you're representing.
Exactly.
Although in this one he would have been in uniform, would he? Wouldn't
right.
The point that he sings that song
behind the barricades at this point.
This will be sung at the Urbana Pops Orchestra season opening concert on Saturday night, which will be at 7 o'clock at Urbana High School in the still fairly newly refurbished auditorium. What has been open about a year or two?
Right. I think last when we performed there last year, it had just I think they had one show right before us, and they just reopened it.
And you've made something of a home there.
Yeah, it's great for us. You know, the Urbana School District is very kind to us. We appreciate them a lot, and it really is it's nice to have a place where we go and we don't. For example, in years past, our season would include a show at the Vineyard Church, and then we'd go over to Lincoln Square, or two different venues during the season, and it's nice just to have something we're used to. We fit relatively well. It's hard for us to find a spot where we can put 65 or 70 people. So we love it there.
On that big an orchestra.
Yeah.
And as we've said many times before when we've talked to you, a mix of professional musicians, graduate student musicians, and much younger.
Yeah, students. Community members as well. Yeah, we're just kind of a hodgepodge of love, I guess.
But the mentoring relationship has always been really important.
Yeah, we make sure that our students sit next to a professional player, which is great. They get to hear us practice what we preach, which is really important to us. And it also, you know, for the professionals, I think a lot of people assume that being a professional means that you teach a lot as well. But sometimes sometimes you're performing a lot, and it gives our professional players a chance to kind of try out their education chops too, which is great.
Noah Larson is one of the people who is, mentored in this group. What do you take out of sitting next to?
Well, I'm in the percussion section for this concert.
Okay, and, so standing next to.
Yeah, I guess, but I just being with these great musicians is inspiring to me to be playing with them.
I forgot to ask you earlier when we were talking about the composition contest. What did you do for it? Did you submit this particular piece? Did you submit another piece?
I submitted this piece.
And did you get any sort of comments back?
Oh yeah, one of the judges was Andrew Edwards, a composer in the Chicago area, and he sent me comments back, and then he and I actually had a Skype conversation about the piece and about things too. Work on and fix and what he liked and what he didn't and what to do.
So you did make use of some of his comments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the better, I assume you feel.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you never know. I mean, people could make suggestions and then you put them into action and find that, oh, that didn't work too well.
99% of what was said is made the piece a lot better.
And the piece is called Dawn in the Warm Wyalusing Spring. It'll have its premiere at the Urbana Pops concert Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Also on the program, as we heard earlier, some music by Saint-Saëns from his opera Samson and Delilah. Also a number of pieces by John Williams. And also by Harry Gregson Williams from Chronicles of Narnia. Not somebody I had heard of before.
Yeah, not someone I'm overly familiar with as well, but it's really awesome music. I love it. The films are good, too. I remember reading those books when I was a kid. It's really neat to see what I imagined on screen, and the music is perfectly fitting.
And then when I saw that you were going to do some music from Robin Hood, I just assumed that it was Eric Korngold, but no.
Oh, that would be cool, actually. That would have been neat. In fact, we almost programmed some Korngold. I think we almost did Seahawk, or one of his other scores, but the rental was kind of expensive for us for this concert, so.
But this is by Michael Kamen.
Right.
Do I say his name right? I've actually
Heard it said. He did, when he was alive, he was doing a lot of really cool stuff with classical work, but also kind of running around with, like, metal bands and some other, like, rock bands and stuff. And he was an oboist, too. He was kind of a random guy.
Well, I think that's what we've got queued up, some music by Michael Kamen for Robin Hood. I think we'll find out here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
That's music by Michael Kamen from Robin Hood, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our programs are made possible with the support of the Friends of WYLL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. And I want to invite you to check out the Urbana Pops Orchestra's Facebook page or go to their website, urbanapops.org, for more information. They assure me that they are having sort of a selfie contest among the players in advance of their concert on Saturday night in Urbana. Stay tuned next for Candy Foster of the band Shades of Blue. He's doing an unplugged show on Friday night in Urbana. But here's more of the sound of what you might be used to if you're familiar with Candy Foster.
Y'all looking good out there. Got any lovers in the house? All the lovers, come on out tonight. All right. All right, it's time for the blues.
Do that again.
Somebody help me.
Candy Foster with Shades of Blue. That was a concert that was recorded at the Iron Post in Urbana, I think in 1996, and it was actually recorded by WILL-TV. And of course, you're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9, the companion station of WILL-TV. Candy Foster, of course, usually heard with Shades of Blue. And he's going to have a little bit of an unusual, I think it's an unusual show for him.
Oh, yeah.
It's being billed definitely as Unplugged, Up Close and Personal, Friday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 at Silver Creek Restaurant on Race Street in Urbana. And Candy Foster joining us here on Live and Local, along with fellow guest Terry Desjardins. Desjardins.
Yes,
that's it.
And, Candy, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it. Bring back some long-lost memories of being here in this building and working with WILL. And I, you know, on and off for the last 40 years, I've done things here before some of these buildings wasn't even here.
Well, this one certainly hasn't been here for 40 years. We've been here, oh, I forget, I don't know, 10, 12 years, something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Yeah.
In this particular building. And so how often do you play just with a small combo?
Oh, actually, it was a once-a-month thing, and the only place we had been doing it is at Silver Creek. It's kind of a experimental thing with me because it was my first time doing it. Terry come up with the idea, and I was a little slow in buying in, but I'm starting to enjoy it.
What, well, maybe I should ask Terry then. What gave you the idea to have Candy be doing something a little more low-key than what he usually does?
Well, in part, I can't stay up as late as Candy anymore. but looking for, because Candy can interface so nicely with the audience, it's a different music kind of way in which to allow Candy to present his talent in a softer kind of environment. we're not very loud, but yet we're still playing the rhythm and blues and some of the classics that Candy is known for and actually wants to experiment on and widen his repertoire with some of the other classics like All of Me and Until the Real Thing Comes Along, some of the
Great American Songbook stuff.
Yes, yes.
Really?
We're going to start doing some more of that. But rhythm and blues is always going to be our staple, and we just started doing it also with another fellow musician that played with the Shades of Blue when I first started. I played with Candy's large band for about 10 years. Is AJ Applejack Williams, another lead guitar player. So we have two guitars that are doing it, the backup for him. And a lot of different percussion instruments and so forth, oftentimes where the audience is getting involved, where they're playing something along the line, along with us. And it's just a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun with it, and it's kind of like what Candy says. Yeah. It's kind of like the best-kept secret, but it's coming out, and we've only committed to once a month so far at Silver Creek, but we do want to start doing more primarily in the fall, winter, spring months. It's too hard to get everybody together in the summer months, but so this will be our last show tomorrow night at 5:30 at
That's until so the fall.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then yes. I caught you just in time.
Yes.
Well, when I saw it listed, I thought, well, I'm curious, and I'm going to assume that some of our listeners are curious too. So why don't we give them a sample?
Okay. A rough sample, but we'll give you some. Okay. I had a friend of mine just come back from Kansas City, and he's just ramping and raving about all the things he did there. So we'd like to do a little shout out to Porter Battle and Mrs. Battle. Okay, Kansas City. All right. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. You got some crazy little women, and I'm gonna get me one. Yeah. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. Standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine, with my Kansas City baby and a glass of that champagne wine. Well, I might take a plane and I might take a train, but if I have to walk, I'll get there just the same. Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. You got some crazy little women, and I'm gonna get me one. Hey, play a little bit, Terry. If I have to walk, I'm gonna get there just the same. Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women, got to get me one. Yeah, they got some crazy little women, Candy's got to get him one. Walking down the street that Saturday night, out of my friends, they don't want to fight. They want to have a good time walking around Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women, got to get me one. They got some crazy little women, and Candy's gonna get him one. Yeah, yeah.
Candy Foster with Terry Desjardins here on Live and Local, live in our studio. They'll be playing Unplugged along with, you got to tell me the name of the other guy again.
A.J. Applejack Williams.
A.J. Williams, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, tomorrow night. I'm sorry, no, Friday night. That is tomorrow night. That
is tomorrow
night.
Right on both counts.
I'm forgetting what day it is. This is Thursday. So tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30 at Silver Creek Restaurant.
Yeah, and they have good food, too.
Yeah, they do, I have to say.
And special prices for the happy hour from 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah. Will you be in the main restaurant, or will you be in the sort of sun garden room, or whatever you call
the
back
room? In the garden room.
Yeah, most of the time we are.
Yeah, that's a nice setting. Yeah. So as I said, this will be the last spring show.
Right.
And then there'll be, so this is your chance to catch Candy Unplugged until September, and then they've got a monthly gig starting in September there. Candy, I have to ask you something. I was poking around on the web yesterday, and I saw an article that I had missed from February. You lost your van.
Oh, well, that's a nice way of putting it. Somebody kind of took it on themselves to enlighten me, lighten my load, kind of sneak up my front yard and take my van and all equipment.
And, did you ever recover it?
Oh, no. I woke up on Valentine's Day and looked out to get my paper, and there was no van. And I had all my stuff in there, like a sound system. There was even a set of drums and all kinds of stuff in there.
So on Valentine's Day, somebody loves you so much they had to have all your stuff.
Right.
And be really close to it, huh?
Yes, they did a good job. It was really smooth. It had no, didn't even have no signs of break-in. It just, I don't know. It was very professional done, so. But
you've recovered enough to, the band goes on.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it all, is that I've been overwhelmed by the support of Champaign County, Champaign, Urbana, the people in the area that stepped up and donated money, time, and all kind of things. The music stores, the clubs, like Boomerang had a fundraiser for me, and Carson Music put out a lot of equipment so I could keep on playing my gigs. And, they made it, Dyke told them, whatever I need, go in there and get it.
Wow. And, well, people appreciate Candy Foster around here. You had was it a year or two ago, you had a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah.
A big party.
Yeah, that was
50th anniversary.
That was great.
Of something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got, that was really good. That was very well done by a lot of friends and fellow workers and young ladies, Deja Vu and Sandy Phillips. Was that one of the headliners on that really did a good job? But it was the band, the community, everybody was kind of joining in on it. And I got plaques, the city was in on it, both Urbana and Champaign. And they said, I might be the only guy around here that got the key to both cities.
I was just going to ask if they gave you the keys.
Yeah, they
I was
did.
Wondering what happened. What do you do with those keys? What do you actually get access to?
I tell you, I can't do what one of my wife's cousin called me up and asked me and said, Candy, I want to know one thing. Will that open up the bank? I don't think so.
If it did, you wouldn't need to worry about that van too
right.
much.
Yeah.
Right. You'd need to worry about some other thing.
That key ain't opening up no banks.
Well, Candy Foster and Shades of Blue, the full band, are going to be, they've got a full summer. They'll be at King Park in Urbana on the 28th.
Yeah, that's Jetty Rolls Day. That's what we have in the community there. That's an annual affair that we've been playing for at least 4 years, and Yes, that's going to be interesting. They, if you're in the area and you, I would advise you to stop out there because they have a barbecue cook-off.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, there's some good barbecue being done out there.
I have no doubt.
And among other things, and we won't be the only ones there. Nathaniel Banks, he used to have his group of the young kids, Mo Better Blues.
Mm-hmm.
They play earlier, and I don't know who else. There'll be some more entertainment there, but a lot of food and a lot of, you know, just camaraderie of people from Urbana and Champaign, really.
Sure. Yeah. That'd be King Park on the 28th. Yeah. And then that same night at Alta Vineyards in Champaign, that'll be at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe around 7:30, we'll be there. I don't do too many double hitters anymore, but I kind of have to do that one.
Yeah. Well, since we got you and Terry and all his equipment here, might as well have one more song before the hour ends.
Yeah, we might have one more in us. Yeah. We kind of... let's see what we can do. We'll do a Down Home Blues. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Candy Foster with Terry Desjardins. Terry's got a guitar, but he's also got a looping device that allows him to accompany himself
and
provide a whole band here.
Okay.
And we're live on Live and Local.
Yeah, the new modern stuff, huh? Technology. Here's a tune that most bands that they get when they first start getting involved in blues. This is one of the songs, one of the first songs they learn. And it's kind of basic blues, but very effective. Whether you got one guy or 10 guys. Called Down Home Blues. ZZ Hill. Yeah. That's all right. Fixing me a drink. Play me some of them Down Home Blues. She said, my old man don't want to fight. He calls every hour from morning, noon to night. Well, I don't care. The night I'm going to do is that you. She said, I'm going to get my head back. Party off this down home blues. Down home blues, down home blues. All you wanted to hear was some down home blues all night long. Every other record or two, that's all right. So take off those fast records, play me some of them down home blues. Said I don't get much out on the town, and I don't do all that fooling around all night long. I'm just keeping my cool. That's what she said. Said geeked up my baby, talking about those down home blues. Down home blues, down home blues. All you wanted to hear was some down home blues all night long. I'm just keeping my cool. That's what she said. I'm gonna get my head bent, party off these down home blues. Hey, 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 do it. One more time, come on. That's the down home blues thing. Yeah. Once again, Terry on guitar there.
Terry Desjardins and yeah. Candy Foster here on Live and Local. They'll be playing along with AJ
Williams.
Yeah, we throw it in
there. Yeah, Williams. Yeah, that'll be it. Friday night, tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30, unplugged, up close, and personal at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana. Thanks for
EP on being gay.
Show today.
Calls it the
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. A broadcast made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington.